Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, Chris Jones. I just don't think this was a great idea.
Another thing, Chiefs Kingdom, we got to stop selling our tickets, especially home games. They're important to this community, to this organization. You can't sell your tickets. That was my first time this year that I ever seen that we had almost even amount of Viking fans in the stadium as Chiefs fans. That just can't happen if you want this team to be successful. And right, everyone plays a part, and selling your tickets, it's not doing us any good.
This has been a public service announcement of Chris Jones.
Yeah. Was Chris Jones at like a Hoop It Up tournament?
Yes,
or something?
He was at a 3-on-3 yes. tournament that was yes. taking place yesterday at the J. Yeah, that's exactly where he was.
What was going on there?
I don't know. It sounded like people were playing basketball or construction. One or the other was going on in the background.
That terrible basketball
I mean,
hoop they have
like
in their
three
locker
and a
room.
Half minutes. Pete sent me the audio. I started listening to it. I'm like, this is unlistenable.
Where does I mean? I
Chris, how was the injury, and did you feel like after the game, or was there extra soreness?
So I started getting really into the game.
There was a sick dunk in the background or something.
I mean, listen to the ferocity of which that was thrown down.
Chris, how was the injury, and did you feel like after the game, or was there extra soreness?
Somebody did a 360 in the background or something. Yeah.
Who do you think dunked in that situation?
Tyreek, probably.
Reggie Ragland, by the way. Did you see that?
Is that who was dunking?
He could be yours. When we're putting our 5-on-5s together, apparently he was like a high-level basketball prospect.
So you think it could have been Ragland that threw that down?
Could be.
Chris, how was the injury, and did you feel like after the game, was there extra soreness?
God, the reaction was so good. I just wanted to see the game at that point.
I just wish there wasn't any talking over it.
I mean, shut up, Chris Jones. Let's let this game go on.
They could have saved Chris Jones from himself yesterday.
Yeah,
had that basketball game been a little bit louder.
I understand, like what Chris Jones did on Sunday was fine, like and then be done with it. You don't have to go back and dip your pen in the well again on this topic of Chiefs fans not being there on Sunday. And I look, you guys are million-dollar athletes, okay? So it's hard for me to listen to million-dollar athletes tell fans how to spend their money and what they should do and how they should act. And I think from my standpoint, I talked to a few people over the last couple of weeks that were getting $500, $600, $700 a pop for their tickets in the lower deck. That's a lot of money. I'm not keeping my tickets. I don't care if somebody's willing to pay me $500, $600, $700 a piece for seats in the lower deck that I have. I am 100% selling them. That is, you know, sometimes 5, 6, 7 times the face value on those tickets, and you can pay for a good portion of your season tickets by selling one of those games. And I think a lot of the folks that had a complaint with the stadium, a lot of those complaints were coming from people on their couch. And so,
yeah, the optics weren't great if you watched it from home.
Yeah, they weren't. I think the fans that were at the game did an amazing job. I thought it was a really good crowd with the Viking fans back and forth. It was really a kind of a high school atmosphere, if you will, where you have one team on one side of the field and one on the other, and they were kind of getting into it with cheers and stuff going back and forth. Like, I thought the atmosphere was kind of good from that standpoint. I understand what Chris Jones is saying. You want all of those fans to be Chiefs fans. But what is Chris Jones going to say this weekend when he goes to Tennessee and that's been taken over by Chiefs fans? Is he going to tell the Nashville fans that they need to keep their tickets and stuff like that? So it works both ways. I think, and we've talked about this enough this week, that the NFL experience of going on the road is fun. You get to experience a new city when you go to a cool town like Nashville is and things like that. And people are spending their money elsewhere, and they're viewing games differently now. The experience of going to a game is great for maybe once or twice a year. People don't need that 8 to 10 times per year. And a lot of people buy season tickets because they've had them in their family for a long time. They want to keep the tradition. They want to go to some games. Or they buy them to make sure that they have those postseason games. And in order to pay for those things, it costs money. You know, the Chiefs sent out their postseason stuff about a month ago, right? To pay for your postseason tickets about a month ago. And so if you can sell the Viking and Packer game and make $500, $600, $700 a ticket, and if you got 4 tickets, that's good money. That's your postseason money right there, man. Or that's your money that you're putting in your kitty to potentially go watch this team in the Super Bowl or on the road in the AFC Championship game. So, look, I am never, ever, ever going to tell somebody how to spend their money because that's not my business. I don't know what financial situation you are in. What I'm in is not the same financial situation that you're in. So I just don't think it's anybody's business to get out there and say, hey, you need to be at these games. Not if you're putting them on the secondary market and people are paying five times the value than what you paid for them. No, you don't need to be there. You need to do what's best for you.
And you don't need to sell them to just the Chiefs fans.
Well,
You're putting them out there. So unless he wants to finance everybody who's deciding, who's on the fence and like, yeah, Chris, I'll stay in the stadium if you give me $500 towards my ticket.
I'll be here if you give me that $500 a ticket.
Because, you want to close down that stadium. You want it to be all red. But I understand the situation, and there's people paying hard-earned money to put themselves there, and I can't begrudge them for making it back.
And I think a lot of these tickets, too, Josh, were sold earlier in the year. Like, when the schedule comes out, people start to make their plans of where they're going to go. I know with our baseball trip, when that schedule comes out in August for Major League Baseball, we're already looking ahead going, okay, where can we go on the weekends at work? Like, people make plans in advance, and I guarantee you when that NFL schedule came out back in April or whatever it is, Packer fans, Viking fans knew they were coming to Kansas City. They looked at that schedule and found out when that was going to be and started to buy the tickets then. And you are going to get top dollar because people want to make sure that they have those tickets. If you wait till game time, you probably can get them for pennies on the dollar because people now that's trying to get rid of them. But at the beginning, when they first come out and people are offering high dollar for it and you're getting $500, $600, $700 a pop for those tickets, you're absolutely 100% going to sell them. You'd be foolish not to sell them for that kind of money.
Chris, how was the injury, and did you feel like after the game, was there extra soreness?
God, I just want a highlight reel.
What is that dunk? We need some.
And people don't go to games much anymore, guys. It's changed a lot. The product at home is just so good.
Think it, don't say, Chris.
Arrowhead Stadium, baby. Let's go in the morning.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.